Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Mike Whitlow, who's Managing Director at ECR Minerals. Hi today, Mike.
I'm really well, Zach. Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Right, busy week for ECR Minerals. Lots of people looking at the company, hoping it will be a scalable, a decent prospect in terms of getting the stuff out of the ground. You've obviously made a decent step towards that this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's been fantastic. It's super busy at the moment. We said earlier in the year we expected this period in the company's development to be a busy one, and it's busier than I even expected. We made a great appointment at the start of the week with Mike Parker, ex-First Quantum geologist, joining the team. We hope to get a lot more out of Mike in the coming days, weeks, and months. Of course, on Tuesday we announced the update regarding Blue Mountain and the independent report, which was conducted by Gecko. And that was a great set of results for us regarding the rate of recovery in the gold in the ground there. And of course, you know, we've got a broader update as well on our non-core assets and the disposal of those assets, having made a number of advances on that front too. So yeah, really busy week so far, and hopefully that won't be the end to it.
I mean, obviously, the market's always looking, you know, with explorers and developers, always looking at the funding issue and also looking at the potential size of the assets, whether they're meaningful or not. Do you think that you've got into, you know, you address those two issues in what you're doing?
Look, I mean, one of the major problems that we see with companies that are listed is often directors don't have much skin in the game. As you know, Zach, Nick and I joined the company and took 90% of our remuneration in shares. So we're extremely cognizant of the valuation in the market and our current share price, because, you know, that reflects on us. We've invested a year of our time, taking 90% of our salary in shares, and we'd like to see a return on that. So, you know, unlike many companies and directors, we've got and we continue to take shares in the business. We've got an agenda to make sure that any decisions we make are in the very best interest of shareholders, of which Nick and I are significantly aligned with.
So you are fully aligned. The second part of what I asked was related to finding significant assets, and then proving, you know, that, and then obviously driving the value of the share price of the company higher. Do you think you're on that sort of track as well?
Yeah, apologies. I should have moved straight into the second part of the question. Yeah, of course, I think when you've got a valuation of £5 million, £6 million, it's not difficult to find something that's considered significant. You know, our announcement on Tuesday highlights the incredible amount of gold that we can recover. I mean, that pretty much pointed out or suggested that the historical gold production around Blue Mountain and that Queensland territory, the old timers were missing 75-80% of the gold because it just wasn't visible. And as heartbreaking as that may sound, it's incredibly valuable to a business like ours. So, you know, we look at Blue Mountain now, and I think the Blue Keble report, who we acquired the asset from, suggested there was up to 100,000 ounces. If we can recover that at a much higher rate of gold production, then yeah, I mean, I think you do the five packet calculations, that 100,000 ounces at the current gold price is more than enough for us to wet the whistle, so to speak.
Right. I mean, we've known each other many years. You could say that you're a gamekeeper turned poacher in terms of what you're doing. If you were commenting on ECR Minerals, what do you think you would say to your followers when you were with your influencer hat on?
Yeah, you know, incidentally, that question's been asked to me a number of times of late. And look, I think what I would say is I'd have a bit more sympathy for directors of companies, you know, when I used to be extremely harsh and going two-footed at times with, you know, in some of these situations. I think what it's important to do is it's important to make sure that As a director of a company that you align yourself with shareholders, you give yourself enough opportunities or as many swings of the bat as you possibly can get in order to get those, big value driving events in the market. And I think, for us, the accumulated tax losses, of which are part of our non-core assets and the disposal, we announced earlier this year that Argonaut had put a valuation on that of $18 million-$22 million. They did suggest that we would look to recover about 50% of that. Again, very material to us. We've got an asset at Brewin Lane, which has got about a $500,000 valuation. We already disposed of a number of non-core assets when we joined the company and raised funds for the business that way. So it was non-dilutive. We've got the developments at Blue Mountain in July. We produced with a pilot plant some gold from that asset to demonstrate to the investment community that it could be done and it would be done. And subsequent to that, the Gecko report shows that the enhancement of that gold is significant. We have only just received those results, so we'll need to do a bit more work, but we're very, very, very happy with it. I mean, it's probably the single biggest event for us. We've brought in people who, have got a strong track record of delivery. So you look at Mike Parker and the projects he was involved in. He was running a 3,000-man team. He was involved in First Quantum during their most, developmental period. And yeah, I mean, he's, I think, the only geologist I'm aware of that's had two world-class discoveries in one country. So I'd say he ticks the box. So, to answer your question in a roundabout way, I'm sounding like a politician here going off on a tangent, but in a roundabout way, the questions I would be asking is there enough under the hood to make that engine roar? And I believe there is.
The other aspect in terms of, ECR at Minerals and, its valuation and the market sentiment is that we seem to be overwhelmed at the moment with explorers on the London market at a time of low liquidity. And maybe there are a lot of other companies vying for your, for investor money. Do you think that there are, that you've sort of addressed that issue, that there are too many and that people can differentiate, what you're doing and the merit of that versus other maybe subscale cash burning and non-skin in the game explorers that there are?
Look, I get where you're coming from with this. And look, to answer your question, I think you're wrong. I think there's a requirement for more of the good companies. I think you're right in some respects that we need to see less of those companies that have exploited the market to their own ends, and these lifestyle businesses don't have a place in the market. So, in some respects, I agree and disagree with your statement. What is obvious is that there's been an under, there's been a dramatic reduction in the investment in this space for decades, actually. And, we're starting to see a lot of M&A activity, and we're even seeing some of those sort of mid-cap companies coming down the food chain to sit around the table with smaller businesses. And, I attend or attended Minds and Money in November 2023 with Nick, and we sat down with quite a number of very, very big companies that had booked appointments to sit and talk with us. And we're talking about companies with valuations in the billions. And when I was talking to the representatives, they were saying, "Look, why is it you want to sit down with us?" And they said, "Look, to be perfectly frank, there's been such an underinvestment in this space for so long that companies now don't have the runway or time to be able to build the pipeline of opportunities from grassroots. And therefore, sitting around the table with companies like yourself helps us understand, where those opportunities may or may not be." And that was a message that I took away from it. There was a lot of lithium companies and they were struggling, and there was a bit of a damp squib in that department. But regarding sort of copper and gold, there was a huge amount of interest, and that's continued in the reaction in pricing. And yeah, I mean, I'm confident that actually this space has got a huge runway. I don't see gold withering on the vine anytime soon. I think it's a great place to be. If you can get into production in the near term, it makes you attractive. And if you've got a pipeline of assets, as we have, that are extremely interesting, then you're in a great spot. And you may be aware from the recent announcements, we're going to be drilling at Tambo imminently, and diamond drill results are also quite attractive to geologists who like to look under the hood of the business. So yeah, I mean, I think we've got more than enough to take us on the right trajectory. And yeah, you're right in pointing out that the market's quite challenging at the moment. So you've got to tentatively navigate that, and it's not necessarily an easy job, but it's one that we intend to take on with both hands.
Well, we look forward to that. In the meantime, Mike Whitlow, Managing Director at ECR Minerals, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.